Kitchen Exhaust Systems 101. Welcome to the KEC Concepts Kitchen Exhaust Systems 101 Education Module. The goal of this module is to familiarize kitchen exhaust cleaning professionals with the following important topics: kitchen exhaust system basics, systems inspection, cleaning, and maintenance basics, system cleaning process basics, exhaust system cleaning process reporting. A review is presented at the end of the module. A quiz on this material follows the presentation. Introduction. The proper operation of an exhaust system in a commercial kitchen relies on the appropriate layout and function of the cooking equipment and appliances. The performance of kitchen staff can be significantly diminished when there is insufficient ventilation in the cooking area. Inadequate ventilation can impact safety, optimal kitchen staff productivity, and overall personnel efficiency. The benefits of adequate ventilation include creating the influx of clean, cool air for kitchen occupants, facilitating efficiency of airflow to ensure effluents, grease-laden vapors, CO2, carbon monoxide, heat, gases are exhausted out of the kitchen area or filtered for recirculation, aiding in the complete combustion of burning appliances. This is also regarded as makeup air. As you continue through this module, it is important to understand terms that are often used in the kitchen exhaust cleaning industry. Most of these terms are outlined in the NFPA 96 standard for ventilation control and fire protection of commercial cooking operations. These terms are as follows. Glossary of terms. Approved. Acceptable to the regulatory authority on a determination of conformity with principles, practices, codes, and standards. Damper, a plate or other device within a duct to control the flow of gases. Duct, an enclosure for the transmission of air and other vapors. Effluent, the outflowing of gas. Grease, any animal fat or vegetable shortening in any form associated with cooking and other food preparation. Grease extractor, a device or systems of components, usually series of baffles installed in a hood, for reducing the grease concentration from airflow and impeding the grease from adhesion to further parts of the exhaust system. Grease filter, a device that is installed in the exhaust hood designed to remove grease from the exhausted air by entrapment, impingement, adhesion, or other similar means and allow it to drain into a grease trap. Grease-laden vapors. Vapors having a concentrated level above 5 mg per cubic meter released into the air due to grease being heated to its vaporization point. Grease removal device. Any device for removing vapor suspended grease particles from an airstream. Hood. An air intake device connected to an exhaust ventilation system for collecting and removing cooking effluent which contains grease, vapors, fumes, smoke, heat, and odors created by either cooking equipment or ware washing machines. Makeup air, either forced or passive air that replaces exhausted air from the space. Plenum, an air compartment or chamber to which one or more ducts are connected and which forms part of the supply air, return air, or exhaust air system. Type 1 exhaust hood, a hood that is designed to collect and remove all types of cooking effluent from the exhausted air, including grease-laden vapors. Type 2 exhaust hood, a hood that is designed to collect and remove only steam, vapors, heat, or odors from exhausted air. Kitchen exhaust basics. Many different functions take place in a commercial kitchen. Depending on the type of cooking operation and food preparation of the facility, they can range from preparing recipes from scratch and banquet operations preparing hundreds of meals at a time to fast food operations turning frozen ingredients into meals in seconds instead of minutes. While it takes quite an array of equipment to perform these operations, most cooking equipment requires a kitchen exhaust system tailored to the need of the operation. Components of the system. A kitchen exhaust system is made up of several components. A typical configuration includes the exhaust hood canopy that is designed to catch and expel contaminated air or effluents out of the kitchen. The hood canopy also helps to contain the flames of a fire should one occur. The exhaust duct system that directs airflow from the hood canopy to the fan unit and also help contain the flames of a fire should one occur. The exhaust fan unit that controls air velocity and creates proper airflow within the system. The makeup air supply unit that brings fresh air back into the kitchen area to create a cool, comfortable environment for kitchen occupants. All the components of the kitchen exhaust system are designed to remove heat, particulate matter, grease-laden vapors, and other cooking vapors from the kitchen environment and make the kitchen environment clean, safe, and comfortable. Oils. Grease-laden vapors are the result of grease being released as a byproduct of heating animal fats or vegetable oils during the cooking operation. Animal and vegetable oils have their own unique characteristics and present unique challenges during the kitchen exhaust cleaning process. Common vegetable oils are listed below. Corn oil. Made from corn germ, it is a relatively inexpensive frying oil and has a high smoke point. Olive oil. A liquid fat that is obtained by pressing whole olives, used in cooking and dressings. Sesame oil. Edible oil derived from sesame seeds has a distinct nutty taste and aroma, used in Middle Eastern and South Asian cuisine. Peanut oil. Derived from peanuts, has a strong peanut taste and aroma. Safflower oil. A colorless and odorless oil used mostly in cosmetics and cooking. Flaxseed oil. Obtained by pressing linseed or flaxseed and is odorless and yellowish in color. It is a drying oil that can thicken into a solid state. Sunflower oil. Oil pressed from sunflower seeds. It is commonly used as a frying oil or in cosmetic formulations. Soybean oil. Made from pressed soybeans, it is the most widely consumed cooking oils, but as a drying oil, is used for printing ink and as a paint base. For example, before 1994, commercial cooking involved primarily animal fat. In an effort to lower the fat and cholesterol content of food, restaurants began switching to vegetable oils. Vegetable oils burn at higher temperatures, making fires more difficult to suppress. Brighton, Monroe County, New York, Fire Marshal, Kitchen Fire Suppression, Ventilation. Know your cooking appliances. There is a wide variety of cooking appliances and equipment used to heat and cook food in a commercial kitchen setting. To ensure proper cleaning, you need to identify them and be familiar with their proper cleaning protocol. Fryolator. A kitchen appliance used for deep frying foods by submerging and cooking oils. Charbroiler. A cooking device which uses metal slats or ribs with an open flame underneath to properly cook proteins to a state of acceptable consumption. Double broiler. The same basic concept as the char broiler, except this cooking device cooks both on the top and the bottom, decreasing cooking times for foods. Flat grill. A flat top grill or griddle uses high heat to heat cooking surfaces radiantly and efficiently cook food items. Stove. A cooking appliance designed to enclose, heat, and cook food with efficiency and control. This takes place by heating the area from underneath or above and cooking or baking items within the enclosed area. Convection oven. A cooking device using fans to distribute air evenly around food, creating an even cooking temperature inside the oven, resulting in lower cook times and temperatures. Pizza oven. An enclosure designed to cook a pizza or other food by open flame, wood, or displaced heat. This appliance efficiently cooks crust and other foods. Inspection, cleaning, and maintenance basics. The proper cleaning and maintenance of kitchen exhaust systems is the essence of why our entire industry exists. While the NFPA 96 has many important sections concerning the design, installation, and maintenance of commercial cooking ventilation systems, Chapter 11, entitled Procedures for the Use, Inspection, Testing, and Maintenance of Equipment, is one of the most influential sections to the kitchen exhaust cleaning industry and consists of standards the requirements of NFPA 96 concerning exhaust system operation, fire suppression inspection, testing, and maintenance, inspection of fire dampers, replacement of fusible links, documentation tags, inspection of grease buildup, inspection, testing, and maintenance of listed hoods, cleaning of exhaust systems, cooking equipment maintenance. The NFPA 96 emphasizes the fact that the proper and thorough inspection of a system is where your process must start. When a kitchen exhaust system is properly inspected and the technician performing the inspection identifies areas within the system that are grimy and soiled with grease or oil deposits from cooking, the unclean components or dirty portions of the system must be cleaned by a properly trained, qualified, and certified person acceptable to the AHJ. Reference NFPA 96 11.6.1 for specific recommendations. The AHJ is usually the local fire inspector. However, the designation may include a building inspector, property owner or manager, or an insurance agent in charge of a particular facility or project. While many kitchen exhaust cleaning contractors tell their customers that a kitchen exhaust system must be cleaned at specific periods of time, you must understand that there is no requirement within NFPA 96 identifying scheduled cleaning. Table 11.4 does, however, illustrate the schedule for inspection for grease buildup within a commercial ventilation system. Solid fuel cooking operations such as wood or charcoal, monthly. High volume cooking such as 24-hour charbroil, oriental, quarterly. Moderate volume cooking such as schools, independent restaurants, mom and pops, semi-annually. Low volume cooking such as churches, day camps, senior centers, annually. NFPA 96-2017. Please note that these are recommended minimum standards and systems can be inspected and cleaned more often than this schedule if the volume of cooking warrants. Pre-cleaning inspection. According to NFPA 96 standard, a pre-cleaning inspection is where the job should start on each and every service call. The inspection should always be performed by a kitchen exhaust cleaning professional who is properly trained, qualified, and certified. And that is you. Your inspection should include all of the following. Check previously posted certificate, label or tag on hood canopy from last cleaning service. Inspect grease removal devices or hood grease filters to determine compliance. Inspect visible portions of the fan unit to ensure proper operation. Inspect any other equipment and systems to be maintained, including water wash hoods, specialized blowers, and effluent and pollution control equipment, if you are qualified and authorized to do so. Remember, if the system is off, power the system on and verify proper airflow, and if possible, interview the facility manager or system owner and ask if they are experiencing any problems with the operation of the system. Any deficiencies must be recorded in a project service report, and notification is to be provided as soon as possible to the system owner. The inspection process is vital to identify and document the system condition before service begins. As previously stated, the system owner must be made aware of any system deficiencies, educated in detail about the non-compliance issue, and recorded in your written report. Along with the service report showing system deficiencies, a certificate of performance or hood sticker must be affixed to the hood canopy identifying the name of the company that performed the service, the technician's name who serviced the system, the service date, and the date for the next scheduled service. This information must be clearly identified, meaning it can be easily recognized by a person with normal vision without causing any uncertainty. If the system owner requests a sticker not be posted on the outside of the hood canopy, it is possible to affix the sticker to the inside of the hood canopy. Cleaning process basics. Because of the very nature of a kitchen exhaust or air movement system, it is necessary to periodically clean the grease that can collect in portions of the system to ensure its effectiveness in advancing contaminated air through the system, some of which contains grease particles or grease-laden vapors. As kitchen exhaust cleaning professionals, using the proper procedures for grease removal is an essential step to achieving a final result deemed acceptable to the NFPA 96 and ANSI C10 standards. The tools and resources used vary widely depending on the system being serviced. Nursing home facilities and schools, for example, may have substantially less grease residue in their system when compared to a fast food franchise restaurant or a high-volume steakhouse because of the amount of grease produced. Keep in mind that all cleaning processes should be effective in removing grease deposits of cooking byproduct and potential combustible fuel from the interior surfaces of kitchen exhaust systems. The requirements of NFPA 96 is that once the system is inspected, if deposits from grease-laden vapors are discovered, the contaminated portions of the system must be cleaned by someone who is properly trained, qualified, and certified, and that they are acceptable to the authority having jurisdiction. NFPA 11.5. The contaminated surfaces of a commercial kitchen exhaust system can be cleaned in a variety of ways, including manual removal of grease and carbon buildup. This can involve scraping, scrubbing, grinding, and any other method to loosen and remove grease and leave interior surfaces of the system clean. Chemical applications of an alkaline or detergent cleaning agent that is effective in breaking down and emulsifying grease buildup and leaving interior surfaces of the system grease-free. Wash processes that incorporate pressured water or high-temperature pressure washing or steam. Any combination of the processes mentioned above. Horizontal exhaust ducts can be cleaned by any combination of the processes discussed above or by direct personnel entry. Access panels or doors which allow access to interior ductwork should be installed every 12 feet. The proper cleaning of both horizontal ducts from one end to the other and vertical ducts from the top to bottom can include any combination of the processes mentioned above or by direct personnel entry. Proper exhaust fan cleaning has to include access to the vertical duct system and access to the intake side of the fan unit. This is most commonly achieved with the installation of a hinge kit. The roof should also be protected when the fan is removed. Helpful hint. Make a full assessment of the entire system layout and design along with the type of grease in the system before choosing your cleaning method. Exhaust cleaning process reporting. Every time you inspect or clean a commercial kitchen exhaust system, you must affix a certificate of performance to the system. The certificate can either be a label or tag. It must contain all service provider information, including the company name of the contractor, address, and phone number, and the date of the inspection or cleaning. This same type of tag must be used when an access panel is removed for inspection or ductwork cleaning. When you leave the service report with the customer at the end of the service, there are certain items within the scope of work performed that should be documented. Some of these items include the following: type of fan unit at the location, the number of fans to be serviced, location of the fan units, meaning rooftop, wall-mounted terminations, penthouse or mechanical room, location of ducts and access panels within the facility, list of known leakage locations, clearly marked for inspection, fan switch locations, to engage and disengage the system, proper documentation, including all inaccessible areas or areas not cleaned or inspected. Along with the proper documentation of work performed in your service report, you should have before and after photographic documentation of the system condition. For reporting purposes, photographs of the entire interior of the exhaust system and code standard deficiencies are considered proof of work performed and can provide protection for a contractor should a fire arise in a facility that you service. Within some jurisdictions, a deficiency report may be required to identify non-compliance issues within a facility accurately. Check with your AHJ to confirm if this is required in your service area. Review. It is important to remember how crucial proper ventilation is to the staff and the kitchen environment. When the system is working correctly, the kitchen is a comfortable and pleasant working environment. When it's not, things are miserable. Your job starts with a thorough and complete inspection of the components of the kitchen exhaust system. Check the proper operation of the hood canopy, grease hood filters, fan units, belts, drives, and any other components that you are qualified to inspect. Document your findings and ensure the customer or system owner receives a copy of the report with any deficiencies outlined. During the cleaning process, you must use any tools and resources possible to scrub, scrape, grind, apply chemical, pressure wash, and any combination of these actions to get the job done correctly. Always make sure that your certificate of performance is affixed to the hood canopy and any access panels removed to inspect or clean. Just like a professional athlete who practices the basic moves and exercises and develops the skills and mental preparation to become the best possible example of their particular sport, you should refer back to this section time and time again to reinforce your memory of the skills, tasks, and knowledge to become an elite kitchen exhaust cleaning professional.